Beep! This is a broadcast. Gavin Bell will not be making it to the Scotland show today as he has melted in the sun. Hey folks, and welcome to the Scotland show. I think we're on episode 12 now. I hope you are enjoying this weather as much as I am. Unless you're somewhere that doesn't have good weather, then in fact, no. Even if you're not, I hope you're enjoying the weather too. Scotland again is showing us some incredible sunshine, and it's kind of getting to a point where the conversation is now, I know we shouldn't complain, but this is too hot. Like, I'm struggling with the heat, I'm not going to lie. I'm not somebody that can sit on a beach all day and sunbathe. So this heat in Scotland is, I mean, nothing compared to what, if anyone in America is listening to, I'm sure you're used to. But I'm finding it quite tough. But I'm not complaining. I'm enjoying it, making the most of it, because the dark, windy, wet nights will be upon us soon, I'm sure. Now, a little bit of a different episode this week. I thought I would try something slightly different. I thought rather than covering some news stories or doing something like the funniest words or phrases that I know, I thought I would do a BuzzFeed quiz. It's something I've seen a lot of YouTubers do, and I thought I'd bring it to audio and see what you guys think about it. You'll like it maybe, you maybe won't like it, but you can let me know, and that always, always helps. So, I found a quiz on BuzzFeed called, if you can't get 75% in this quiz about Scotland, you're basically an idiot. So, let's go ahead and take a look at the quiz. Question number one, type the correct name of this plant. Plant here, pretty straightforward. The flower of Scotland, thistle. So I've typed in thistle. Correct, it's a thistle, aka the national flower of Scotland. Fun fact, I was once going to get a thistle tattooed on my arm, but I didn't do it. Great plant. Or is that a flower? Is a thistle a plant? That's a stupid question, Gav, because the name kind of tells you. National flower of Scotland. Second one, can you identify the true full Scottish breakfast? So we've got four images here. One has got eggs, tomato, bacon, beans, tatty scone, black pudding. One's croissants and stuff. The other one looks like another cooked breakfast without the black pudding and without the tatty scone. And the other one looks like, oh dear, I don't know what the other one looks like. A load of rubbish on a plate, pretty much. It looks like they've taken an animal, done horrible things to it, and spat it out onto the plate. So I'm going to go for the first one. I'm going to go for the one with the black pudding and the Thai scone. Oh, square sausage. That's a giveaway. It's got square sausage. Didn't notice that. Although I thought that you'd have a full Scottish, you would have haggis. So, correct answer. Square sausage, check. Thai scones, check. Black pudding, check. The other fried breakfast has link sausage, hash browns, and no black pudding. Not acceptable. Totally agree. Every cooked breakfast needs to have black pudding, and I would go as far as saying every cooked breakfast needs black pudding and haggis. Who won the Battle of Bannockburn in 1314? That's really bad that I don't know that, but I'm presuming the Scots won that one. Yes, we did. We sent proud Edward's army home to think again. Quite interesting. I just remembered I was going to speak about Outlander on this show. Never mind, I'll speak about Outlander again soon. Regardless, listen, watching Outlander right now, and it's quite interesting to see some of the different. I'm now at the episode where the Scots have just won the Battle of Prestonpans a few years before Culloden. So it's really interesting to watch the battles and actually learn about Scottish history. I am, despite being from Scotland and having a massive interest in Scottish history and Scotland as a country, my Scottish history isn't great, but I got that one right. Which of these beasties is Scotland's national animal? We've got a daddy long legs, although I hear people often say they're called Jenny long legs. I'm sorry, but if you call it Jenny long legs, you're wrong. It's a daddy long legs. We've got a unicorn, we've got a Highland coo, and we have, you know what, that's not a daddy long legs, that's a midgey. That's a midgey. And then we have the Loch Ness Monster. Well, that's quite hard. But I'm going to say it's a midgey because they've said which one of these beasties is Scotland's national animal and a Highland coo, and the Loch Ness Monster is not a beastie. So let's go with a midgie. What? It said the midgie is wrong, and instead it's the unicorn. The reason being, what do you mean national animals should be real? Haters. What? That's stupid. I'm sorry, I'm actually quite raging at that. The fact that if anyone's listening and knows why the unicorn is Scotland's national animal, in fact, I'm going to Google it right now. Unicorn, Scotland's national animal. Wait a minute. Scotland's national animal is actually the unicorn. In Celtic mythology, the unicorn was a symbol of purity and innocence, as well as masculinity and power. Tales of dominance and chivalry associated with the unicorn may be why it was chosen as Scotland's national animal. Wow! I did not know that. The unicorn was first used in the Scottish royal coat of arms by William I in the 12th century. In the 15th century, when King James III was in power, gold coins even appeared with the unicorn on them. When Scotland and England unified under the reign of James VI of Scotland in 1603, the Scottish royal arms had two unicorns supporting a shield. When James VI became James I of England and Ireland, he replaced the unicorn on the left of the shield with the national animal of England, the lion, to show that the countries were indeed united. Well, there you go. There you go. I thought that was a tongue-in-cheek question, so I said the midgie. I honestly did not know that the unicorn was Scotland's national animal. That's really cool. That's really cool. There we go. Scotland's national animal, folks, is the unicorn. Let me know if you knew that, because I certainly didn't know that. Question number 5. What are the main ingredients in haggis? Sheep's heart, liver and lungs, cow's heart, pig legs and sheep's brains, or pig's liver, chicken's bums and eyeballs. I'm going to go with sheep's heart, liver and lungs. Correct. Best not to think about what it's made of while you're eating it, really. I like to pretend to people that haggis is a real animal that runs around the fields and we catch them and we eat them. Question number 6. What vegetables are usually served with it? So what are they usually served? What's usually served with haggis? The answer to that, neeps and tatties. It says turnips and potatoes, but it's neeps and tatties. Question number 7. Which one of these people is Nicola Sturgeon? Well, we've got a picture of Nicola Sturgeon. We have a picture of Susan Boyle. And I don't know who the other two are. So, top left, Nicola Sturgeon. Correct. The others are Susan Boyle, Jeanette, Wee Jimmy Cranky, and Super Gran. But obviously, Nicola Sturgeon, the First Minister of Scotland. Question number 8. What iconic and delicious Scottish snack food is this? Is it a macaroon, a Tunnock's caramel log, or a deep-fried Mars bar? It doesn't look like any. Wait a minute. I'm a little confused here. Is it a deep-fried Mars bar? Well, it looks too square to be that. A Tunnock's caramel log? It's definitely not that. A macaroon? See, in my head, I'm going, a macaroon is one of those things, like those Frenchy things, right? But this doesn't look like a deep-fried Mars bar or a caramel log, and so I'm going to go with macaroon. That is a lie. That is not a Tunnock's caramel. It is a Tunnock's caramel log. Wow. What's better than a caramel wafer? A caramel wafer coated in toasted coconut. Belter. Tunnock's. Let me Google this. Tunnock's. I thought the caramel log. This picture's got like. So the thing I'm looking at is kind of covered in, well, what they say, coconut. But I always thought a Tunnock's caramel log was just the kind of. There's no coconutty things on it. It was just pure chocolate. But no, a Google image search. I'm thinking of. What am I thinking of? Tunnock's real milk caramel wafers. I was thinking of the caramel wafers, not the caramel log. Gutted. Got it wrong. Type the name of this city correctly. Well, that to me looks like the city of Aberdeen. Aberdeen is the football team that I support, northeast of Scotland. It's Scotland's third most populous city after Edinburgh and Glasgow, and it's also full of giant mad seagulls, which is true. I remember once in Aberdeen there was a girl that was in the news that because she got her head stuck in a bin and literally had to call on a night out and literally had to call the fire brigade to come and cut her head out of a bin, which was hilarious. Number 10, which Scottish football team has this monstrosity as a mascot? So what I'm looking at here is a man in a yellow suit with a basically a big angry sun. Now, that is Partick Thistle, I believe. Correct. Kingsley was designed by a Glasgow artist, David Shrigley, and he's bloody terrifying. He is. It's literally just a big angry sun. Question number 11. Scotch eggs were invented in Scotland. True or false? This I literally don't know. And I've got to be honest here. I've never ever had a Scotch egg. And I'm tempted to say yes, but it feels like it might be too obvious, which would mean false. But I'm gonna go with my first guess, which is true. Oh, it's wrong. They were actually invented by Fortnum and Mason department store in London. If you're eating one, feel free to spit it out in disgust right now. Well, there you go then. Scotch egg, not Scottish. It's kind of like all the. Go onto YouTube after this, you've listened to this, and type in Michael McIntyre Scottish sketch. It's hilarious, and he talks about why how Scottish people are so Scottish. So Scottish that we need to add the word Scotch in front of everything. So it's like Scotch sellotape, Scotch tape. I can't remember any of the other ones, but it's absolutely hilarious. So if you want a quick 5 minute laugh after this podcast, go type in Michael McIntyre Scottish on YouTube. It's absolutely hilarious. Question number 12. When was William Wallace executed by the English? We've got the 900s, the 1300s, or the 1990s, the 1300s. Correct, 1305 to be precise. Question number 13. How many have we got? We've got 14 questions. So, question number 13. When is Burns Night celebrated? March the 21st, January the 25th, or February the 30th? Again, I should be more confident on this, but I'm pretty sure it's January the 25th. Correct, it celebrates the poet's birthday. He definitely wasn't born on February the 30th. And finally, which one of the I just got that, February the 30th. And finally, which one of these words means idiot? Bobby, fud, bobag, or numpty? Technically, they could all mean idiot, but I think in this case, it's going to be numpty. Correct. Bobby means penis. I won't carry on. If you choose any of them, you're definitely a numpty. So, you got 11 out of 14 right. Congratulations, you're not an idiot. You got over 75%. Well done. You know a moderately impressive amount about Scotland. You win a live unicorn, which will be delivered by post within 15 working days. Well, my girlfriend is a horse rider, and she will be delighted with that if it ever turns up. I still can't get over the fact that Scotland's national animal is the unicorn. I literally just had no idea. Looking at Visit Scotland, with Scotland being famed for its love for and long history of myths and legends, it's no surprise that a fabled creature such as the unicorn is Scotland's national animal. Unicorns have been linked to Scotland for centuries. While the animal is mythological, the ideals it represents are what make it a perfect fit as the national animal for Scotland. And because, like this proud beast, Scots would fight to remain unconquered. And then it goes on to talk about what I said earlier about the unicorn was first used on the royal coat of arms by William the First in the 12th century. Wow! That kind of makes sense now, because driving around Scotland, I have seen unicorns and just thought people were just putting unicorns up because they're a nice looking animal, not because it's a national animal of Scotland. So there you go. You learn something new every day. Who would have thought you'd come to the Scotland show and you would learn something like that? Or maybe you actually knew that and it's common knowledge, but I didn't know that. And I learn something new every day. So there you go. I learn something new every day from this show. Guys, that's our time up. Thank you so much for coming and listening. I hope you've smiled. I hope you've maybe had a wee chuckle I hope you've enjoyed the last 15 minutes. I've had fun sitting here speaking to you. I'm now going to go out and get outside after I get my suntan lotion on. Factor 50 all the way. I am not burning in Scotland. Have an amazing week. Have an amazing day. Have an amazing whatever, depends what time you are listening to this show. Please go to Amazon. No, don't go to Amazon. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher or whenever you're listening to this on and leave me a 5-star review. That would be incredible. A 5-star review and a little comment goes a really, really long way. If there's anything you want me to cover on the show, any guests that you think I should get on the show, anything at all. Did you know that Scotland's national animal was the unicorn? Let me know. Drop me a message on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My handle's at Mr. Gavin Bell. What's left to say, folks? Have fun, be happy, and I'll see you next week.